A majority of Amazon workers have voted against forming a union in Bessemer, Alabama. The final tally, 1,798 votes against, 738 for. This is a closely watched count because the Bessemer facility could have become the first unionized Amazon warehouse in the U.S. Amazon opposed the effort and appears to have scored a victory, but the retail, wholesale, and department store union is now filing a legal challenge to the election, accusing Amazon of interfering in the process. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, for folks who are just tuning in to this vote, what was the struggle all about? What was at stake for both sides?
You know, Calum, I think for both, the most important thing is that this would have sort of broken the seal on the notion of Amazon warehouse workers being able to unionize and then require the company to collectively bargain wages and benefits and working conditions and things like that with the union. So symbolically, I think it's like, you know, you could consider it the first major battle in a war. And obviously, strategically, you want to win those battles and keep the momentum on your side. And so for now, it's on Amazon's side after this first vote.
This was a precedent-setting vote for Amazon. I'm wondering about the broader implications for labor relations in the U.S. for other big corporations as well. What do you see?
So as you pointed out in the introduction, one important thing is that Amazon really fought this campaign very aggressively, including a very aggressive social media campaign and requiring workers to go to what were called information sessions about the union. And those are being criticized by activists as being basically anti-union lectures from the company. So there are politicians and activists who are really kind of latching on to these types of tactics and calling them an example of how labor laws are kind of stacked against the worker. So I think that's an important thing to keep an eye on now, especially as progressive politicians are kind of on the upswing after the last election. I think a lot of companies will be watching Washington now to see if this kind of has any ripple effects in Washington and in labor laws specifically.
And meanwhile, the episode in Bessemer may not be over just yet because the next step is most likely litigation over the election practices. As we mentioned, the union will be filing a legal challenge asking for a hearing from the National Labor Relations Board, which oversees the vote. Do you think there's any real chance of overturning this result?
All right. So the NLRB would have the power to call for a new vote if they did throw the results out. I wouldn't want to predict whether or not they'll do that, Calum, but one thing I would point out is that one of Biden's very first acts as president was to fire the general counsel for the NLRB, the guy that was appointed by President Trump. And he also named a Democrat to actually head the entire board. So I do think it's safe to say that the NLRB is probably more labor friendly as far as the leadership goes now than it was a year ago. So keep that in mind when you think of this appeal to the labor board and the possible resolution to it.
Yeah, it's an interesting backdrop as we have President Biden coming in as he pledged to be the most pro-union president you've ever seen. His labor secretary, Marty Walsh, is the first former union member in that role in many, many years. So there's a lot to unpack here. I know that you'll be keeping watch on it. That's Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Calum.